Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin prints classic Bart Simpson pattern as Bitcoin price dives back below $40,000. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire shares here, he's back. You can see the Bart Simpson pattern. And he also shares, was no follow-up in price or volume for derivative bidders attempting to unwind their longs and tanked the market. Volume predicted funding and open interest tells the story. And as Crypto Ed shares here, fried bulls this morning. This is not PA, but PP, ping pong. And yes, Asians always been good in ping pong. And as shared here by Plan B, Bitcoin in realized cap slash price, average on-chain price of all 19 million Bitcoin. Note the color indicates distance to all-time high. Three times Bitcoin turned blue, negative 70% below the all-time high was 2011 after the Mt. Gox hack, in 2014 after the Bitstamp hack, and in 2018 after the Bitcoin Satoshi Vision fork. And he also shares here, Bitcoin stuck at 40,000 since January 2021. Difference now, no liquidation wicks below 30K. And this just in, Cynthia Lummis, Wyoming senator, her new bill to integrate Bitcoin and crypto into our financial system is almost ready. Mass adoption, let's go. Also, the USA and Dubai have each announced their intentions to become the world leaders in Bitcoin and crypto. Everything has changed in just 24 hours. Also in today's show, Ethereum gas fees dropped to its lowest levels since August 2021. As pointed out here, the cost of transactions on the Ethereum network has not been this low since August 2021. Notably, gas prices surged after staying in this range for about 3 months, with experts attributing the spike to a rise in interest in the NFT and DeFi ecosystems. And this just in, breaking news, Bitcoin and crypto-friendly politician Yoon Suk-yeol was elected next president of South Korea. That's right, the crypto-friendly candidate has claimed victory in the South Korean presidential election, with the token used to mint his signature as an NFT surging 60%. And quoting the president here, to realize the unlimited potential of the virtual asset market, we must overhaul regulations that are far from reality and unreasonable. Also in today's show, Bitcoin still on track to reach $100,000 by 2023, says Bitbull Capital CEO. That's right, Joe DePasquale, CEO of Bitbull Capital, discussed the role of Bitcoin in the Ukraine crisis and explain his bullish view on the crypto markets for the upcoming months. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. There's a lot going on in the crypto market today, so let's break it down. Bitcoin reversed in classic fashion this morning on March 10th after the bulls failed once again to hold higher levels. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin forming a characteristic Bart Simpson retracement pattern overnight on Wednesday. Bitcoin managed to pass 42,000 before consolidating, but a lack of support meant that a backdrop to its its previous trading zone below 40,000 was the grimly familiar outcome. Now, such BART formations had come several times in the weeks prior and underscored the difficulty experienced by a market stuck firmly in an established trading range for months. As on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire shares here, he's back and you can see the Bart Simpson pattern, which is quite hilarious. And he also says, was no follow-up in price or volume for derivative bidders attempting to unwind their longs and tank the market. Volume predicted funding and open interest tells the story, which you can see here in this chart. Now, those hoping for upside continuation were thus left disappointed with cross crypto liquidations in the past 24 hours, totaling $211 million, according to data from analytics resource CoinGlass. And quoting crypto analyst Crypto Ed right here, fried bulls this morning. This is not PA, but PP, ping pong. And yes, Asians always been good in ping pong. He's referring to both the ups and down slopes of this Bart Simpson pattern occurring during the Asian market hours. Meanwhile, March 10th would see the release of CPI data for February. This tipped to show inflation still running hot at an estimated 7.9%. As Matthew Hyland shared yesterday evening, Bitcoin daily candles looking very strong today. CPI numbers come out tomorrow, which is now today, and the FOMC meeting is less than a week away, March 15th and the 16th. I expect volatility ahead, but increased certainty as a result, and it shows you the key prices to watch out for. We have $52,000 as a strong resistance, as well as $45,600, and then strong supports at $39,600, $36,300, and $33,000. Also like to point out that March 15th, the volcano bonds of El Salvador are also scheduled to go live. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's volatility likewise cost the altcoins much of their latest gains, with Ethereum down 5% to less than $2,600. Many others out of the top 10 cryptos by market cap were equally gloomy on the day, with previous high flyer Terra slash Luna nonetheless managing to linger near $100 highs. But let's not forget, it just surged literally over 20% yesterday. And right here, you're looking at the Luna 1 hour candle chart. Now checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Bitcoin and realized cap slash price average on chain price of all 19 million BTC. Note the color indicates distance to all-time high. The three times Bitcoin turned blue, negative 70% below the all-time high. Number one, 2011 after the Mt. Gox hack, which was the only exchange at the time. Number two, 2014 after the Bitstamp hack with fear of the next Mt. Gox. And number three, in 2018 after the Bitcoin Satoshi Vision fork. So there you have it. And he also shares here, Bitcoin stuck at $40,000 since January 2021. Difference now equals no liquidation wicks below 30K. And this just in, breaking news, Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis, her new bill to integrate Bitcoin and crypto into our financial system is almost ready. Let's go. As well as more breaking news, the USA and Dubai have each announced their intentions to become the world leaders in Bitcoin and crypto. Everything has changed in the past 24 hours. And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum gas fees dropped to their lowest level since August 2021. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, there's blood on these crypto streets. BTFD bought that freaking dip. Bitcoin down almost 7% for the day, trading just above $39,200. We have Ethereum down 5%, trading at about $2,600. Solana down 6.5%, trading at $82.64. Luna down 3.5%, trading at $95. And Polkadot down about 5%, trading just under $17. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Gas fees for transactions on the Ethereum blockchain have dropped to their lowest levels since August, but yet they're still not cheap, so do keep that in mind. According to data sourced from Coinmetrics and shared by CryptoRank platform, the 7-day moving average cost of an Ethereum transaction as of Wednesday totaled $11.14, placing it back among the levels recorded mid last year before it surged dramatically to as high as $55 at the tail end of 2021. And I remember, like yesterday, some of the transaction fees on the Ethereum blockchain as high as $200, $300, $400. Even if you're only trying to send $20, is literally insane. So as CryptoRank shares here, the cost of transactions on the Ethereum network has not been this low since August 2021. Notably, gas prices surged after staying in this range for about 3 months, with experts attributing the spike to a rise in interest in the NFT and DeFi ecosystems. As you can see clearly in this chart, it shows you the Ethereum transaction fees dropping the 6-month lows. And as of yesterday, March 9th, the fees were just $11.14 on average, which is the lowest since August 2021. Now, at the time of this recording, there appears to be minimal network congestion. Etherscan data estimating gas fees to cost around $1.53 for a low speed confirmation or $1.64 for a high speed confirmation. That's not too shabby at all. Now, YC charts data also shows the average gas price price of Ether has been dropping rapidly since the start of this year, plunging all the way from 218 Gwei from January 10th to 40 Gwei as of Wednesday. And amid the booming growth of the Ethereum, NFT, and decentralized finance sectors in 2021, the network has come under fire on multiple occasions for its outrageously expensive gas fees, which we all know. Now, lower congestion and lower fees appear to be correlated with the waning speculation or interest in NFTs and DeFi during the start of this year compared to late 2021. Now, in terms of the last 30 days, Dapp Radar data shows that 9 out of the top 10 marketplaces on Ethereum have seen decreased trading volume, with LuxRare and OpenSea both shedding 78.2% and 34.75%, respectively. Other notable losses include SuperRare and Rarible, with 73.29% and 80.65%. each. And also Ethereum-based DeFi too is also suffering, with 8 out of the top 10 projects and all seeing red over the past month in terms of total value locked and native asset token price. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, this just in, Bitcoin and crypto-friendly politician Yoon Suk-yeol was elected the next president of South Korea. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.7 trillion with $93 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.6%, with the Ether dominance at 17.8%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see Waves up 42.7%. We have AR up 8.2%, Luna up 3.3%, and Celo up 2.7%. But as you can see, the majority are correcting and in the red for the week. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 28 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 22 in extreme fear. Last week, a 39 in fear. And last month, a 48. Neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. South Korean presidential candidate Yoon Suk-yeol, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, just FYI, has officially been elected as South Korea's next president. Let's go. Now, the election was one of the closest in South Korean history, according to BBC coverage. Yoon, representing the conservative People Power Party, claimed victory over his more politically progressive opponent, Lee Jae-myung, by a margin of less than 1%. Now, cryptocurrency played a leading role in South Korea's election debate, with both candidates releasing campaign-related NFTs. Very interesting, right? Their crypto-sympathetic stances were opposite to former President Moon Jae-in's crackdown on crypto exchanges last year, helping cultivate favor with the younger and more crypto-enthusiastic demographic. And speaking at a virtual asset forum in January, Yoon promised to deregulate South Korea's crypto industry, establishing his forward-thinking stance on digital assets. Quoting him here, to realize the unlimited potential of the virtual asset market, we must overhaul regulations that are far from reality and unreasonable. Now, continuing his plans for the crypto-positive developments pending his election, Yoon stated he wished to help create blockchain tech-related unicorns, which are startups that grow to be worth $1 billion or more in South Korea. And Yoon also promised to introduce some form of legislation that would see crypto profits gained from illicit activity return to its victims. And in a possibly related development, the native token of the South Korean Icon blockchain, ICX, surged 60% in the past 12 hours. It pulled back a little, but was still up 40% at the time of this recording. Yoon famously minted his signature on the blockchain at a televised startup forum in December last year. As shared here on Twitter, South Korean presidential candidate Yoon visited the Icon Loop office today. As the Korea Startup Forum held its heavily televised startup policy talk, Yoon went on to mint his signature as an NFT on the craft.network, which is a NFT marketplace running on the Icon blockchain. So there you have it. Now, regulation concerning crypto has been a minefield for South Korean politicians, with strict rulings seeing the bulk of South Korean crypto exchanges shut down in September 2021. A lack of legislative clarity surrounding the taxation of digital assets has been a continual source of confusion for citizens and legislative bodies alike. Now, cryptocurrency is gaining popularity with young South Koreans. According to reports from local news outlets, young people have been leaving their jobs to pursue day trading cryptocurrencies. Now, South Korea's traditional stock market, by contrast, is dominated by four family-owned conglomerates known as chaebols, which many believe to be corrupt and politically influential. And before the major crackdown on crypto exchanges in September of last year, trading volumes of South Korea's top exchanges were exceeding those of the stock market. Very interesting. Mass adoption and Bitcoin game theory in full effect. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin still on track to reach $100,000 by 2023, says Bitbull Capital CEO. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help support the channel. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikToks, wherever you're at. Be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitbull Capital CEO Joe DePasquale thinks Bitcoin is still on track to reach $100,000 within the next 24 months, despite the bearish sentiment dominating the crypto markets since the start of this year. Quoting him here, "I think 2023 is a safe bet. We might need some time during 2022 to take a breath and to kind of let out some of the steam. We are reaching higher lows and even higher highs," he added, commenting on Bitcoin's price movement in the last few months. And following the breakout of military conflict between Russia and Ukraine, Bitcoin has shown a mixed reaction, falling together with equities at first, but then strongly rebounding. Many were wondering whether Bitcoin could still be considered as a digital version of gold. And quoting him here, "We need to see Bitcoin as not maybe digital gold, but as a currency that doesn't follow the whims of a central bank, but rather has a very finite quantity," he pointed out. Now, on both sides of the conflict, people are using cryptocurrency to mitigate the effects of the financial turmoil. Now, these are growing concerns that the Russian elite will attempt to use crypto to evade sanctions imposed by the West. And like many other analysts in the past few weeks, DePasquale believes crypto is not suitable for that purpose. Quoting him here, "Bitcoin, unlike cash, is completely traceable," he said. And to watch this entire interview, check the show notes below the video in the description. And let me know if you agree or disagree with the Bitbull Capital CEO that the Bitcoin price is likely to reach $100,000 by 2023. I feel it will happen this year, and that it's inevitable and only a matter of time. Now let's check out crypto Twitter. What's popping? Bill Gates says, "I am not bullish on Bitcoin." Bitcoin responds, "We don't care." Facts. And another breaking news, Dubai just introduced a law to boost Bitcoin and crypto to become a global leader. Let's freaking go. And Michael Saylor says, "Regulation will accelerate the adoption of Bitcoin. Mass adoption. Send it." And as pointed out here, breaking news, a dormant address holding 489 Bitcoin worth $20.2 million since 2010 was just activated after 11.4 years. And back then in 2010, that Bitcoin was only worth $50, which is a great example to hodl or forever hold your peace. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin prints classic Bart Simpson pattern as Bitcoin price dives back below $40,000. Also in today's show, we discussed the Ethereum gas fees dropping to its lowest level since August 2021, as well as breaking news just in, Bitcoin and crypto-friendly politician Yoon Suk-yeol was elected the president of South Korea, as well as Bitcoin still on track to reach six figures by 2023, says the Bitbull Capital CEO. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, VBerg420 wrote, "Hey JV, great show as always. I'm sure glad Max is from the future because the only thing I worry about is a cyber attack. That's why my Bitcoin is off the exchanges. Thanks fam, greatly appreciate your continued support. Smart move, take all your crypto off the exchanges and move it into cold storage or forever hold your peace. Hodl." Our next featured comment comes from Luigi Mario, who wrote, "JB, great show today. I was able to watch your show today on YouTube. Thanks to being off work for my birthday, I caught the Janet Yellen document leak last night and immediately bought more crypto. I was tempted to put in a leverage long, but I chickened out. I would have made a lot of money. Thanks and keep up the good work. Peace." Happy birthday, Luigi. Thanks for spending your special day here with us on the show. Congrats on buying more crypto. Keep stacking them sats. One love. Now for our third and final featured comment comes from Lawrence Abramoff, who wrote, "Looks like Sleepy Joe, aka Basement Boy, finally did something right for once. The pump seems to have coincided with the leak. No more crashy price action, but unfortunately, I think there will be in the short term." Right on fam, thanks for sharing. In the meantime, keep stacking sats. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.